Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. All right, we're going to have some fun. So this is going to be fun. I love Carrie Young. She is one of the most fantastic mediums in the country. You can check her out at goingbeyondhere.com for more information. And it's been a while. Carrie, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I always have fun hanging out with you.
Yeah, right on. So now here's the way this works. Now, almost I think we have one line open, 808-0810, if you want to speak with Carrie. I'd like you to understand that we want to move through as many calls as we can, so only ask one question. And then, Carrie, tell everybody how you set this up.
Just to quicken the process, just have them say their first name, because radio, we only work with first names. Have them say their first name three times. Have them say the name of their loved one once, and the question they want to ask their loved one, and that's my connecting point to that loved one. They may or may not answer it the way you expect or even answer it at all. I'm just going to use that as a connecting point, a tuning fork for them. And as you know, we do get a lot of numbers sometimes, and I just quickly give numbers out to move it to the next message, let's say, to get as much information as we can for your listeners.
Okay, and so you see numbers. How's that? And you, I don't know if I recall correctly.
Yeah, you remember, like, especially because there's not a lot of time per caller. So
right.
Sometimes they'll say, like, the number five, and I'll say, do you remember? I'll say, like, oh, you know, are you one of five kids? And they'll say, yeah. So sometimes they just use that as a tuning fork or to quickly tune in to let them know as a validation point that that is indeed them on the other side, just to let them know. Because they all know there isn't a lot of time to get their, you know, the message through.
Right.
So they do the best they can.
Okay, let's get underway here. And we begin with Francisco in Hayward. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, yes, okay. So if you would, say your first name three times and then the name of your loved one.
Francisco, Herman.
Herman. Okay, what is your
question? Did you say the name is Herman?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and say the question for Herman.
I don't have a specific question. Is there a message that you hear from him to me?
Okay. So he's, again, the numbers thing, he's saying 3 to 5. So like 3 to 5, the last 3 to 5 weeks or 3 to 5 months, he's been trying to give you messages and dreams through dreams. Do you remember seeing him in a dream in recent times, recent months?
Vaguely.
He's saying yes. You said vaguely. He just said yes, though. Okay. And then you will see more signs from him going forward. This time it's going forward, the signs of, like, butterflies, okay? So flying insects, butterflies, per se, actually butterflies. So have you seen a butterfly yet today or a couple days ago? Because he's saying you'll see it more going forward if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right. Take a look
Thank
around.
You.
Yes. All right. Let's go to... Wendy and Manteca, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show with Carrie Young.
Hi.
Hi. So repeat your, say your name three times and then the name of your loved one.
Hey, Wendy, yeah, and say the question for your loved one.
Wendy, and his name's Mark.
And the question.
My question is, does he come to me through my grandkids' toys?
He actually supersedes that and said he comes through all the time. So beyond just your grandkids' toys, he said that's too myopic. He said he's actually coming through more. Okay, so he's saying yes on the more when I said more, and he's saying look out your window. Do you have a place where you look out the window?
The birds. It's the birds.
Yeah, like look out your window. That's him.
Oh.
He said you see
Thank
a lot
so
of the birds. He said you see a lot of the birds, just so you know. So do you see
I
a lot of
yes.
the birds? Okay.
Yes, my children all at their homes feel like he comes to them as a bird. All different
and
homes.
He's saying look out your window. So you have a window you can look out of and you also see birds or, you know, just things that catch your attention.
Yes.
Birds, whether they're flying insects, the birds. He says look out your window.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
He also says there's a sunset and a rainbow that you saw recently. So did you see a rainbow, actually? Did you go somewhere where you saw a rainbow, or did you see a rainbow recently?
I have seen a rainbow recently, but I didn't feel any kind of sign or anything.
No, but he said it's the sunset recently and the rainbow recently as well. So he's saying he's always showing you signs beyond looking at, you know, the map. He's like, that's too myopic. He goes, the toys are yes, but beyond that, I'm always around. And especially at midnight. Are you alone at midnight? Is it quiet, you know,
yes,
in your space? Oftentimes,
yes,
like all the time around midnight. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and when you're having a cup, do you have a cup of milk? Do you get up and get a cup of milk or heat a cup of milk or a cup of something hot to drink around midnight as well?
Sometimes coffee.
He comes around that activity of drinking something hot in the middle of the night. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You bet, Wendy.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I have to tell you. So the bird thing, do you find that happens a lot?
So often, especially
yes,
now I'm feeling we're going to come into spring where I'm going to probably see butterflies as well more because, you know, it's a certain
right,
time of year. But I always say that's the easiest way for them to get your attention. With the birds, they can just push them along energetically and then they can get your attention. And, you know, usually you're walking around somewhere and you know, birds fly right in front of your face and it gets your attention.
Yes.
Another thing I see is a lot of electronic type things where your light bulbs keep blowing out within a couple of days, another one blows out. So I've seen that as well. But number one, I often see is birds and flying objects like insects, flying insects. So mostly it's birds though.
I remember I had that light bulb thing going on for years. Now it's stopped, but.
Right. Yeah, I think we mentioned that once. Yeah.
Yes. It was crazy. I mean, when I was in San Antonio, I it happened for a long time. People would actually note it. I would walk into the room and the light bulb would blow.
And then, at a certain point, I think, like, for me, it's like it's kind of expensive to keep changing light bulbs.
the birds are probably best. Yes, and then the bird thing, yes, and I'm sure that rings a bell with a lot of people. I want to ask you, because we're going to go to break here, and then we'll be back with Carrie Young.
Sure.
So you call yourself a medium. Is that the same thing as calling yourself a psychic?
I feel like I don't do predictions. I just connect and channel loved ones and their messages.
Right.
So that's more of a medium.
Yeah.
It's all clairvoyant medium. It's I do see clairvoyance. I see like on a TV screen in front of my face. I do see. That's how they often send me images. Besides saying things or giving feelings. So.
And when they repeat their name three times, that's kind of where you're tuning in, right?
For me to tune in to the person who called in because the energy is very different.
Right.
You know,
you're
one
on the
of
radio.
Our last conversations last year, I think you even said on the air, you said, wow, you can definitely feel a difference of each person once they say their name. We actually spoke about that on air. And
yes.
I said, yes, exactly.
You get a vibe. Right.
You get a vibe.
All right, let's take a break. All of our lines are full. So as folks drop off, we'll continue with Carrie Young on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
And on this Easter holiday weekend, right around the corner, we are speaking with our medium, Carrie Young. And you can check out her website and get more information from her if you go to goingbeyondhere.com. All right, so the way this works is all of our lines are full, and we will ask you to say your name three times, then the name of your loved one once, and then ask one question, if you would, please. And remember, although I'm going to introduce you, you still say your name three times, and then we'll move on. Okay, so let me see here. We're going to go. Get me queued up here. How do I say? Now, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Is it Shadon?
It's Shadon.
Shadon. Okay, so go ahead.
Hello. So Shadon, Jeanette.
Okay. question for Jeanette?
And my question to her is, am I doing the right thing by my siblings and with my siblings?
She said yes, and has the process been the number five? The process dealing with your siblings, the number five, the last 5 weeks or 5 months, has the process been about five, the number five? Or are there five siblings?
No, there's not. Well, put it this way, there's not five of us that I know of.
Okay. Well, so the process or whatever your question, she said the process to deal with them or the process, it takes 5 months or five weeks, 5 months. Are you working with them on something or just trying to see them or has it taken 5 months? Does that ring a bell for you? Does that resonate?
She's saying yes at the five. Well,
yeah.
The last time I spoke with my siblings, well, one sibling, and it was 5 months ago.
Okay, so she's saying she's correct. So she said yes on the siblings. And she said that you have she's showing me an image of a mountain. So it's almost like you feel like you have a mountain to climb or something. So she said she's going to be with you on this journey, this mountain. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Is that about the siblings? But she said you know what she's talking about. That's what she just said.
Okay. All right. Something to do with the mountain and the number five.
Yeah. Are okay. Are you doing a project or something? Or what seems cumbersome to you? She said there's something going on, but are you working on a work project? Are you working on having better relationships with a sibling? She said whatever it is, you're feeling there's something like a mountain in front of you, and you'll be able to get through it. So.
Okay. That sounds something. That sounds about right. There's a lot of tension and so this is with both siblings or just in general?
She said she was just saying in general as you were asking the question. She goes, she said you actually see a lot of life as a big mountain and a big challenge. And she said it's okay, but she's holding your hand as a guardian angel would, as a spirit guide, and she said she's going to help you through it. So try to do the best you can. You know what I mean? Like she said, she already knows you do, but that it's difficult to go through life seeing like everything is a mountain, everything is a chore, and everything's a challenge. So try to know that she's helping as much as she can from over there. Does that make sense? Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, and best of luck. Okay. Let's see here. We go to Marissa in San Francisco. Marissa, good evening. Thank you for holding here on KGO.
Hey, Marissa.
Actually, this is Brenda.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Okay.
San Carlos.
You are next. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Okay. Hey, Brenda. Okay. Go ahead and say your name three times, please.
Brenda, 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 and Linda.
Question for Linda?
Yeah. Oh, question is, does she have any message for me?
As you said your name, I was tuning in to the energy. I see a lot of green around you, so that's healing or healing from a loss and also healing and a reset button around your life. And she goes back to the new year. So did you make some New Year's, affirmations about the new year, about something new, a new chapter, a new leaf? Turning
sure.
A new leaf. So she goes backwards to the new year energy and about this reset button, and that she gives a thumbs up on the thought and action about creating a new chapter and a new energy that she said you've been working hard on that for the last 5 months, actually.
Okay.
Is that true?
I feel like I always am.
Something within the last 5 months she's been there for that. Working hard on yourself thing for the last 5 months.
Okay.
And then going forward five months, so 5 months or May, she said going forward, you're trying to bring new and positive into your life. And so she comes around that going forward. So around May or in 5 months, you'll come to see more fruition, you'll reap the fruits of your labor spiritually. That's what she said.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you at all? Because she's saying you know what that means because you've been working hard on, I guess, yourself. But you'll see more benefits going forward soon.
benefits going forward. Okay.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Let's go to, now we will go to Marissa in San Francisco. Marissa, thank you for holding. Hi, you're on KGO.
Hello. Marissa, Eric, my question is, are you angry with me?
Okay, first he says, you didn't have to ask that question. You already knew that everything's like water under the bridge where he is. Like, everything's a clean slate. And so you knew the answer to that before you asked the question, true? Like, you know the answer to that. You didn't have to ask it, he said. Does that make sense? Like, you know.
I think I know, but I don't know
okay.
if he
okay,
didn't
so
tell me.
Right, right. And then he shows an image of a dog. So do you literally have a dog? Like, do you have a pet dog at home, or is that you?
I don't have a dog. I did. I dog sat for 9 months, and we're thinking about rescuing.
Okay, so
yeah.
He's just validating the thought of the dog. Does that make sense? Because obviously you don't have a dog, but you're thinking about getting a dog. That's obviously you don't have one, and, you know, I don't think about getting a dog. So he comes around that thought of knowing
yeah.
about the dog. So knowing about the dog and shaking his head yes, like he likes that idea. He said when you had the dog for 9 months, you really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So he wants to come through with his validation points so that you know this is him. And then number eight around you, so 8 months ago, that would be three, and then 5 months, so that would be around July, I guess, or August. So did you
yeah.
lose him around that last time? Is that his anniversary time, or something happened around 8 months ago, or was there some change, an event, or something that changed, something that you can note?
He killed himself on July 7th.
Okay, so that's 8 months ago. Okay, so he's coming through on the 8 months. Does that make sense? So that's another validation point so that you know it's him, that, you know, something big that happened 8 months ago. So that would be, you know, three, you know, and then July. So, okay, and he's saying he's sending you flowers, and usually that's my symbol of love. But really, did you also get flowers or buy yourself cut flowers at the market?
This morning.
So he comes around that because he just showed that he saw that. Does that make sense? So he saw you doing that. He was around.
Okay.
So he's just validating. Okay. He's validating because I haven't bought flowers for a long time. So that's let me tell you, like, he was there because not everyone buys cut flowers. So he wants you to know that he is doing okay where he is and that he sees what you're doing, and he's showing, like, holding a baby and rocking a baby in his arms. So are you the baby of the family, or is that him?
No, that's me.
Okay, so he validates that you're the baby, like, rocking the baby, very precious, that kind of feeling, like, you're the baby, the baby of the family, and that kind of, like, that love towards, you know, the baby of the family. So he's saying yes on that. Does
okay.
that make sense?
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. Thank you very much. It looks
Thank
like
you.
We nailed that. So we have one open line, 808-0810, and we'll continue with Carrie. Why do I keep calling? Did I call you Carrie before? It's Carrie.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Carrie. It's Carrie Young. She's our guest, and she's our
medium.
Made
a tomato. It's fine.
You got it. We'll be right back on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
And this is the time to do that. I have my favorite medium in the whole wide world. Carrie Young is my guest this hour, and her website, if you'd like more information or you want to contact her, is goingbeyondhere.com. And I thank you again for joining me, Carrie. We have so many people that want to talk to you. I think that we need to get right back to the calls here.
Awesome.
And now, if you're just joining us, the way that Carrie works is she asks that everybody repeat their first name three times, and then the deceased, the past one, and then one question. And that's used, as you said, like a tuning fork, right?
Yes.
So if you're wondering what's going on and you're just joining us, that's what it is. All right, let's go to Aaron in Los Gatos. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening.
Okay, you're on.
Aaron, Rita. And my question is, am I doing the right thing?
Is it Rita with an R?
Yes.
She said a yes, and she's counting on her fingers 5 weeks. The last 5 weeks, have you been contemplating doing something new or whatever? Is it related to, I don't know if it's related to this question, but going back 5 weeks, it's more 5 weeks, going back 5 weeks. So if you are you doing something new, or are you doing something the last 5 weeks that you've tried to do or embarked on?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she said yes as before you even said yes. She kept saying yes. She said yes on that. Are you excited about it? Because she seems excited about it.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And then, you know, she said, you know, it's a process and it'll be 6 months going forward as well. Does that make sense? It'll unfold for 6 more months before you see more of the, you know, the fruition of it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. And let me go to the next line here. It is Jen in Pittsburgh. Thank you for holding her on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Janaea.
Okay.
And the person's name is Carl.
Okay. Question for Carl.
And the question was, did you know, and what were you looking for?
I feel like he comes through saying yes, but I don't know if it's – I think it's more answering the first part of your question, and he says yes. He said – he just said, like, so I don't know what your question's relating to, but he said it doesn't really matter now. Does that make sense? Like, whatever you're thinking about that your brain is focused on, he said it doesn't matter now, okay, where he is.
Okay.
Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Okay.
Like whatever the question is, has it held you up a little bit emotionally where you're always thinking about that time or that thing or that instance or something? Is that true?
Yeah, so the first part. And
okay.
What was he looking for?
He's just answering the first part. Like I think we said in the early on the show, that's my tuning fork. They may or may not answer it. They may or may not even answer it the way you want to. They might just say something that they really need to come through and say. So he's kind of, his main message tonight is, you know, I think like emotionally your brain has been, it's been hanging on to, you know, a certain moment in time, a certain thing, a certain whatever. And he's saying, try to move on from that because he has. Does that make sense to you when he said he has,
yes.
where he is?
Because yes.
he said there's a lot more good to come in your life beyond whatever your question was that makes your brain stuck in that moment in time. He said that's why he needs you to kind of own your own power, love yourself, and move on. Does that make sense? Because there's a lot more good to come if you open up that energy. Does that make sense to move on and, you know, like a clean slate? So it doesn't matter to him now, wherever he is, whatever the question is. Where he is now, it doesn't matter to him.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to keep on rolling here because, as I said, we're jam-packed and we will go to... And I appreciate everybody waiting here. Let's go to Sacramento with Deborah. Thank you for holding. You're on KGO.
Thank you. It's Deborah. And the person's name is Juanita.
Okay. Question for
My
Juanita?
My question is, am I doing the right thing?
Okay. Juanita says yes. And now she's bringing flowers to you. Now, this is a symbol of love, you know, sending love around you, love, the love. But also, like, did you literally bend down and smell flowers on a walk? Because if you haven't, like, it's more like that action of stopping to smell the flowers if you go on a walk. It's that kind of that clear action. You smelled the flowers.
Yes. Yes, I was at a nursery yesterday smelling flowers.
Okay, so she comes around you. She was there yesterday because it's a very specific image. So she wants you to know she's around you, and that's how you know you're doing the right thing. Does that make sense? Because she comes around you, and you often hear her thoughts in the middle of the day as well as late at night. You hear her thoughts, and it's helping you through.
Okay. That's very good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you
thank
for
you.
Holding so long. I do appreciate it. And, yes, Carrie Young is my guest, and her website is goingbeyondhere.com for more information. And if you'd like to – do you do personal readings?
I do. They're all phone readings now, and that's – it's like being on the radio. It's so much – it's more focused. You just –
you're
I'm looking at a TV screen. It's so much quicker, and you get to help more people.
Okay. To the phones we go, and we'll start again. Let me see. We are Rachel in Daly City. Thank you for holding her on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yeah, hi. Rachel.
Rachel, name of your loved one, the question for the loved one.
Rodolfo. And the question is, how do I know when he's around me?
He said, you know he's around you, and, another cut flower image. So did you plant flowers, cut flowers? It's like another flower image. So do you just get flowers or buy flowers? Another cut flower image, cut flowers, flowers.
Flowers, well, my mom buys flowers a lot.
He comes around the buying the flower, that action of flowers, and, you know, cut flowers, buying flowers a lot. He also is coming through that he's with you when you go shopping at the supermarket. So is that, like, something you do alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah,
I go to the supermarket a lot.
And it's meditative, right? It's actually kind of relaxing, right? To go, I feel like you're relaxed when you're walking down the aisle, and it's meditative on some level. So he comes around you for that.
Okay.
And he says it's a lot. It's a lot more than that, but just so you know, it's, you know, he wanted to give you two specific examples.
Okay, great. Thank you
for holding. Wow. A meditative state when you're going to the grocery store. I just want my bow tie pasta salad from the dairy case, and I want to get the hell out of there.
I know. I could see her walking and looking around, and it made me feel like she's enjoying, you know, that activity, and, like, it's kind of relaxing, I guess, because that's what I could tell.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Well, no, I mean, because some people really enjoy that, yes.
And some people just want to get out of there, right?
I don't know. You know, my other half, she says sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I fall into a trance, but that's... I don't know what that is. I think that's when I had my thing for ice cream going on. Yeah, no, the whole Ben and Jerry's. Yes, well, you know, when you're at that, when you're looking at the Ben and Jerry's, you do go into a trance.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help myself. All right.
And you want to quickly get out of there and then enjoy whatever you just bought.
Okay, exactly. All right, now, so here's the thing. I have three people locked on hold. We're going to go, if you're there, stay there, because I've locked the lines, because I don't want to blow anybody off. So we'll be right back with Carrie Young. She's our medium. Once again, her website is goingbeyondhere.com. We'll continue in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. A conversation with my medium, Carrie Young. She is our guest this hour, and you can check her out at goingbeyondhere.com for more information. And if you're just joining us, we will ask our callers to say their name three times, their loved ones once, and then the question. And let me see here. We will start with, we've got so many lines here. Is it Santra in Palo Alto?
Yes, Santria.
Oh, Santria. Okay, good evening. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead. Say your name three times and the name of the loved one once and the question for the loved one.
Santria, 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 Ashley Jones, have I found true love and happiness that you've been praying for? That you have been praying for.
She shows the number 8 months, so either August or 8 months ago, or has it been 8 months?
There's no eight affiliated with Ashley.
She's talking about 8 months ago.
Ashley's birthday is in August.
Okay, so the number eight months, August, she's just talking about the eight around you, around this question. Does that make sense? So... she's showing me the 8 months. Now, she's showing me a flower, but it's a sunflower. Okay, it's one huge, lovely, beautiful sunflower. I'm just going to assume you haven't seen a sunflower lately, or did you? Did you see a sunflower on TV? Because it's an unusual, specific flower she wants to tell you about. So did you see a sunflower, or if not, you're going to see a sunflower, and you'll think of her, okay?
No, I haven't seen a sunflower.
So just, it's probably going forward. Just be open to that. It's a sunflower. But it's still connecting to your question about love, okay? So it's like this, you know, the energy of a sunflower is really bright and happy, right? So she shows a very specific image. It could be symbolic as well, but I think it's not. I think it's also you're going to see an actual sunflower, maybe on TV or something, but it'll be her sign, okay?
Okay.
About this question.
All right, so look forward to that. Yes, thank you very much. All right, and next we go to Pam in Stockton. Hi, Pam. Thank you for holding. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with Carrie Young.
Hi.
Hello.
Pam, Tom, with me.
Yeah, and he says 3 hours. He's always with you, but there's 3 hours a day that you're alone and you have quiet time. That he's always with you every day. So what's the there's a 3 hour period of time where you're particularly it's quiet around you, you're alone, and you could feel him more. And it's more towards the later part of the day, so I feel like it's late evening. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And you're munching on food, maybe watching TV. It's that feeling of a quietness, and you're. Do you like to binge watch TV and binge eat while binge watching TV?
Yeah, I do.
Because he comes around that action, that activity, and he's like, I feel like you might have even said a joke about thinking he's there watching TV with you, or wishing he was, you know, was there watching TV with you, and he kind of said, "Guess what? I am."
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think, yes. Yes, it does.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And it sounds like you're driving, so drive carefully.
Yeah.
That's fun to know. They're sitting there watching House Cards with you, whatever you're watching. Yeah.
Whatever they're watching, right.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. Let's do one more. We will go to Marisa in Milpitas. Marisa, thank you for holding. You're on the Drex Radio Show with Carrie Young.
Thank you. Marisa, Joyce. My question is, are you disappointed in my relationship?
She said no, and she said you know that from where she is. They don't have the disappointment, aspect over there. It's more, she said you've learned a lot in the last 5 years. It's years, she's saying. Is that true? Like you feel like you've been through a lot or learned a lot in the last 5 years?
Yeah, she's passed 5 years ago.
Okay. And that you've learned a lot in this last these last 5 years, and that there is no disappointment where you are. She said she hears your prayers. Has there in recent times been like you've been praying really hard and talking to her and asking her to help you?
I talk to her somewhat frequently, I guess. I think about her a lot.
But it's like you've been asking her to help you. It's like almost like a prayer, like almost like, can you please help me? It's that feeling of letting, she wants to let you know she's around and trying to help you from where she is. Does that make sense?
Sure. Sure it does. Okay. Well,
and flowers to you too. And that's more love and that joyous feeling of sending you flowers. That this is love to you, sending you love.
All right. Thank you very much, Marisa.
You.
I do appreciate it. Well, Carrie, it's always a lot of fun. And, with the holiday weekend on the mind, I think that a lot of us think of those who have passed on. I don't know.
Yes.
Could you suggest something that we can do on our own to kind of maybe connect personally?
Yeah, when people have that meditative time, whether they do their bath and their relaxing bath or they do their walk, sometimes people go on a walk by themselves.
Right.
That's whenever I say that in reading, it's more like, zenning out when you're kind of connecting to your higher self. And that's the time where I feel like you feel most connected to your higher self as well as your guides. And that's when they give you the most messages. So I don't know if anyone out there, this is maybe a good or bad example. If you're taking a bath for 20 minutes to an hour and you zone out like by listening to your favorite music, sometimes you get your best ideas in those situations, right? Like,
right.
Because you hear yourself better. It's the same thing. Like you can feel them, their messages, and you'll kind of know. And I always say they don't need to work that hard if you just look and, the birds and those little signs. Those are like little miracles, They're coming through. So
that's fantastic. All
thank
right.
Thank you for having me on. It's always so much fun with you.
I love it. Yes,
thank
medium.
You.
Yes, our medium, Carrie Young. And once again, goingbeyondhere.com is her website. For more information, you can go there. Carrie, have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless. All right, let's take a break and we'll begin the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.